And I want to say, last night at the Gideon banquet, there was a little fifth grade boy that came to the banquet because he was given a New Testament by the Gideons. And let me interject this. The Gideons can get into China and distribute Bibles. They have permission in, I think they said, 14 provinces. So they can actually legally get those Bibles into China, a communist, ungodly country. But they can't get them into the fifth grade classes in the schools in this country anymore because there's been protests. Nor the hospitals. That little boy got his Bible because they were at a jail. Now they can still pass my jail. The little boy was among a group of students that was on a field trip visiting the jail just to see how it worked and experience just being in the jail. And he got that little New Testament given to him, and he was there last night because of it. Was it 214? Yes. So this is a good place to sow seed. Now you'll be able to put things together. I didn't know who he was going to be this morning. I didn't know what he was going to say. I didn't know he was going to use the same scripture that I opened my article with in the bulletin this morning. I didn't know he was going to talk about seed like I talked about it. It's just God putting everything together. And so at the end of the service, you'll have an opportunity to sow seed that you can't go yourself and plant. Like I said, you may never be able to step your foot on foreign soil. But by sowing seed, giving that seed to somebody that's can and willing to go into all the world and preach the gospel. Now, this part of our service, we're going to have our communion. But I want to read you something, and I want to share something. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, Paul writes this. Well, Paul didn't write it. Luke writes this. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes." Now I'm going to read a little further, and I'm going to show you something that the Lord showed me. "Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body." Now, let me say something. Years and years and years, you read that scripture, and what goes into our mind, goes into our thinking is, If I've done anything wrong, I better not take communion. Because I'm not worthy to take it. I'm going to tell you something, folks. If you're taking that communion based upon your own ability to make yourself right in order to be able to take it, forget it. Never going to make it. Never going to make it. Underline the whole thing. When we examine ourselves to see if we're worthy of taking the bread and the wine, we're not supposed to be looking at ourselves to see what we have or haven't done. When we drink it unworthily, we're saying, I'm not sure his blood's enough. I'm not sure that his broken body is enough. I may have to do something myself to add to it. If you think taking communion is not based upon what we have done, taking communion is based upon what he's done. Drinking it and eating it unworthily is just simply saying, I have a right to this. I have a right to it because of what I've done. No, you have a right to it because of what he did. And I know a lot of people that have skipped communion because they were mad yesterday. And they felt like that they didn't deserve to take communion. You don't do it based upon what you've done. You do it based upon what Jesus did. And when you take that communion, what you are saying to yourself and to the world is, I trust him and him alone. He and he alone provided my salvation. Hallelujah. My mic's gone off. I don't know what deal is this morning, eh? I'm on? Yeah. Okay. All right, so we are trying to have technical difficulties inspired by the enemy of our soul. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But if those who are helping with communion will come, somebody move the pulpit here for us. We are going to come in a worthy manner because all of us are going to come up here saying, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for what you've done. Thank you that I'm saved because of your work. Saved because you shed your blood. Saved because you let them beat your body to a pulp. And you've given me life. I'm not up here because of what I've done. The only thing I did was decide to believe. I just decided to believe that you love me enough that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So what we do this morning, or what we do when we do communion, as we stand, we form this side, and this side comes to here. This side goes to here. You take the bread, you dip it in the juice, then you can step off to the side, and then you, with your family, or ever how you want to do it, together, and you take the communion, and then you return to your seat. thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you. Thank you for blessing your people. It's finished. You finished it. Now we get to take the blessing of it. Hallelujah. And we stand before you, Lord God, in humility, knowing it's not anything that we've done, but it's what Jesus did. Thank you, Lord. We're grateful. We're grateful. Hallelujah. You gave us this right and privilege. We didn't earn it. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we just thank you so much. All of this, Lord God, is because of what you've done. None of it's because of what we've done. You made us worthy. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
You know, this has been an unusual morning, but we've got one more thing that we want to take care of this morning that I think is going to bless.